Me too.
The stage is set for the Endeavor to launch on May 16th. Get ready, especially if you live along the Space Coast, for that spectacle. It's fun to watch it. Boy, I'd love to have a front row seat to that. I bet some of you would as well. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place. We're going to jump to a couple of different things. Of course, there's still lots of leftover goodies with Osama bin Laden. It wasn't, boom, the SEALs come in, they off the guy, bury him at sea, and that's the end of it. No more talk about bin Laden. No, the UN is investigating. They want to know why he was shot, basically. Questions about the specifics of where was the gun? Was the gun there? And the legalities surrounding it. And then there are some in this country who are questioning, why wasn't he captured? Why didn't you just capture him? He should have been captured and then tried and given his rights. Then he could have been executed. You got to be kidding me. Talk to anybody who lost somebody on 9/11. Almost 3,000 dead Americans. I think the bigger questions are about the Afghanistan war, our longest war to date. Time to bail on this sucker, because that was the reason we were there. Right? Wink, wink. It was the reason we were there. So 2014 is supposed to be the pullout date, but I think it should happen sooner. And it's a question of, will it happen sooner? That's part of the discussion that's actually going on. In the meantime, there are many people in this country who are tired of water. They're tired of flooding. They wish they could go back to their house. Who knows what they have left. The war against the flood has affected 8 states. The Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, opened yet another spillway north of New Orleans to try to calm the rising tide, the rising Mississippi River. And there are some tough choices that people do not like in these flooded areas. Take a listen to some of what people had to say, the man on the street, about the floods.
I just don't want her to feel like I feel. You know, kind of just like everything's ripped out from me.
It's going to do what it's going to do, you know. But this is just, it's like a tsunami in slow motion.
I don't even know how to, you know, tell her. I just say, you know, can't go home right now. You know, it's really all we can do, but my dad's taking us in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you look at where we're talking about, the states that are affected, terrible what's happened in Memphis and other states along the way, too, Mississippi itself, and the flooding and the amount of people who have had to be evacuated. Just amazing when you think of how big those waters are and the response to that. Really, what you see is, you know, half the time when you're looking at photographs of it, you think it's actually just a water area, but really that was a suburb somewhere that's been completely covered over. The Army is smothering this sucker. They're trying to figure out what's the best course of action. And you see, like, I saw Beale Street, and I thought Beale Street in Memphis actually had not gotten too much of the brunt of it, but they did get a little bit of it. So in some of these historic areas, too, they're being destroyed, and it's the worst flooding since 1927. You know, they've had to go after the levees, and they have to decide in the next couple of days whether to open a second flood control structure, they say, the Morganza Spillway, and they're not sure what they want to do there. Because people with property that would flood if it's open, they don't want it. So it's kind of like a little war inside with the Mississippi. A lot of people want the Corps of Engineers not to come into their area. You think of Lake Pontchartrain and the spillway that diverts the water from the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico by way of Lake Pontchartrain. and the populated areas that could be put at risk because of it. And they're trying to evacuate the areas and let the people know, well, if we have to do it, we've got to flood it. The Mississippi is cresting at 14 feet above flood stages as of Tuesday. As of Tuesday morning, early morning hours. Whew. That's just, I mean, that's absolutely incredible how severely hit so many of these people have been. And because of the tornadoes, because of Bin Laden, because of so many other things that are happening, unless you're being affected by it, you're seeing the pictures here and there, but you're not realizing just how awful this is. And this is the byproduct, really, of the torrential rains they've had in the recent weeks, about a two-week stretch, 600% more precipitation than usual. That's what's led to this problem, because somebody asked me that. Why are they open that? How's it getting flooded? Well, that's why. When you say 600% more rainwater, ooh, and you think of the levees, and you think of that system, and you think of those low-lying areas, yeah, I can't even put a dollar amount on it. But I think it's more about the human cost, people losing those homes and just trying to figure out, geez, what's my next step? All right, speaking of next steps, you know, the immigration situation with Arizona and the government going after the state of Arizona, what ultimately is happening there? Well, the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, of course, has been front and center in this whole battle. Here's what she has to say about the latest row.
The federal government has not done their job, and we need to get this issue up to the Supreme Court to get the injunction lifted as quickly as possible. The federal court was wrong. The Ninth Circuit court was wrong. And now, in order to get quick resolve, we'll take it to the Supreme Court. We will win when it gets to the Supreme Court. It's nothing more than doing the job that the feds won't do.
Wow, how about that? I love that she's not letting up on the pressure there because of some of the misconceptions about what that law was going to do. I think it does go to the Supreme Court. I don't know how fast the Supreme Court will hear it, but so much money has been thrown at this and the whole lawsuit and fighting that. It's crazy to think of the money that's gone down the drain. It's too bad they couldn't just send it right up the flagpole, but instead, as she mentioned, the two other courts they had to deal with, and they're hoping that that injunction gets lifted so that what's certainly to be a pretty controversial law, as you know, would be reinstated. And there were some misconceptions as to when someone would be stopped and when they could be asked about their ID. And what I don't understand is when somebody's arrested anyway, if you or I are arrested, what do you think they're asking us? They take our ID. They see our ID. They know where we live. They have all the addresses. They're not doing that to the people. Of course they are. I guess the question is, would they randomly select people, which was the concern of those who were against it. But I applaud the governor for sticking to her guns, so to speak, and continuing to press for that. It will go up to the Supreme Court and it will make huge, huge headlines. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill you in on some of those odds and ends. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We've been talking, of course, a lot about Osama bin Laden this past week and a half. In fact, on this show, we've been talking about Osama bin Laden for a very, very long time. So what now with the recent death of bin Laden? A lot of people questioning, could we see Islamic terrorism run rampant in retaliation for the shooting of bin Laden and then burying his body at sea. Joining us on the show, pleasure to welcome Stephen Blanton. He's got a newly released book called The Heart of Islam, and he's an expert on religion. Stephen, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Kate.
I guess initially, I want to know your reaction. I'm asking everybody this, too. It's a week and a day later, but what was your reaction when you heard about bin Laden?
That is not going to make one bit of difference as far as terrorism goes. The core tenet of Islam is to conquer the world, and that they will do it any means possible. Sometimes they use excuses, like they will say that they were first attacked by us, and therefore anything that they do is justified. They will say that we've insulted the Quran, insulted Allah, insulted Islam, insulted Muhammad. They use all manner of excuse, but the core problem is in their holy book, the Quran, in which Allah commands them to fight until every person in every country is a Muslim, subservient to Muslim rule, or dead.
So you don't think that, you know, the theory is that you cut off the head of the snake, and sure, there's others out there, but you really have gotten rid of the head of this whole Al-Qaeda thing, and we know there are still others there, but it's not going to, it would taper off. You say no way, because that's just not at the core of what the religion's about.
Yes, I disagree entirely. Osama bin Laden is a is like a grain of sand. It just has no impact whatsoever on the world brotherhood of Islamists.
Yeah. Do you think, so by doing this, will this spawn more attacks? Does this spawn more attacks because of it?
I say no.
No, it doesn't. So it's still the same thing. They're still going to be on the same mission they were. So it's not going to necessarily rally anybody because that's what they're programmed to do. That's what they want to do anyway, right?
That's correct. They started their attacks on the world when Islam was founded, and they've been continuously attacking and conquering territory ever since. That's almost 1,400 years. Many people are not aware of it simply because they don't look. The information is available.
Mm-hmm.
It's in libraries everywhere, the history of the expansion of Islam. You can look it up.
Yeah.
You can read the Quran to learn exactly what their God, Allah, has told them to do, and specifics, exactly how he's told them to do it.
So would you look for, what would you say the United States should do? What would you advise? Because do you think there's a fear that the guard would be let down, that, hey, we got bin Laden, so we're not going to worry about it? Or we have these new alerts with Homeland Security, but really people kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Are you more concerned about that?
We should remain diligent. There's no question about it, because the Muslims are not going to stop attacking.
In your book, you talk about the heart of Islam. What specifically are some of the strokes that you pen there that people would be interested to know? Like you said, a lot of people don't realize what's out there, the expansion of Islam, et cetera, knowing the Quran. What do you talk about specifically in your book?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that their holy book, the Quran, is very sacred to all of them, whether they're devout Muslims or not. They revere it. They cover it in velvet, and they put it on the highest shelf above everybody's head in the house. If an infidel should even touch it, it infuriates them and it incites them to violence. And so this book is very, very near and dear to the heart of every Muslim, whether they're devout or not. But for the devout ones, especially the ones who speak Arabic, and that's the language that the Quran was first translated into, in the Quran, it requires all believers to fight on until every person is a Muslim, subservient to Muslim rule, or dead. The penalty for apostasy is death. The penalty for insulting Islam, Muhammad, or the Quran is death. And they proudly proclaim they commit mass murder in the cause of Allah. And so the core beliefs are in their holy book, and this is never going to change. The good news is that 80% of Muslims are not devout Muslims.
Mm.
They don't speak Arabic, and they're forbidden to read any Quran that's translated into a language other than Arabic. They only hope for mankind to stop world conquest by the Islamists is to reach out to these 80% of Muslims who are not devout. They can be reached. We can invite them into the world of peace. Unless, though, we get the word out of the Muslim core belief, and that is world domination. If we don't broadcast that into every neighborhood and every country so that it's widely known that Islam is not comparable to any religion, rather is comparable to fascism and communism under Stalin, when the world knows that it's not a religion but an ideology of hate and world conquest, then perhaps these 80% of Muslims who are not devout will begin to reconsider their beliefs and also reconsider whether they would prefer to live in peace and prosperity rather than hatred and war.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen Blanton. He's got a new book out called The Heart of Islam. He is an expert on religion. What's your religious background? Because people will want to know about that.
I was raised Southern Baptist.
Mm.
I'm now attending an Episcopalian church.
And what do they say? I'm curious. I love what you said about the 80%. I agree with you. It's the pushing the peace that's so vital. But I think, Stephen, that's the thing that's missing I think that's not part of the discussion in a lot of cases.
It's not, and I'm appalled. When I watch the news on the television, no matter whether it's a liberal or conservative station, and look at our government representatives talking about Islam, nobody seems to get it. The problem is not Muslims. The problem is Islam. We need to be fighting the ideology. And, of course, that strikes fear into the heart of the experts that you hear in the news media. The experts, of course, are afraid to say anything about Islam itself, because in America we welcome all religions. And my answer to that is, that's great, and it's true, but Islam is not a religion.
Mm. I also agree with you there. I think there's a confusion about it. That's why that when you said the 80%, I think that's such a vital number. Just even thinking about that, I say that all the time on America Tonight, that there's a big difference. And you specifically talk about the Quran and Arabic and the difference there, because certainly there are plenty of people that don't follow that. Do you think if there were more Muslim people that were out there saying, listen, don't confuse the two. This is not the road we're going down. We're peaceful. We're Americans. We just happen to have a different religion, but our religion is not Islam. It's not, we're not following the tenet of that. We're not trying to destroy the peace. Do you think there's not enough Muslim people who said that. If there was more of that, do you think that would help?
That's my greatest hope, that they will do that. But you need to understand that from their perspective, they have to fear for their lives and lives of their wives and children. And they fear death because, remember, the penalty for apostasy is death. And all the Arabic-speaking Muslims, the devout ones, who generally come from the Middle East, they come into the mosques where they weren't necessarily preaching hatred before, and they inform the imam, let's call him a peaceful imam, that, you know, the Quran commands you to preach world conquest, and you're not doing it, and therefore, guess what? You know, you're subject to execution if you don't come around. And so these Arabic-speaking, hateful Muslim, devout Muslims, not all Arabic-speaking Muslims, I must add, are terrorists. They're just not.
Right.
It's an individual choice.
Right.
But the ones who cannot speak Arabic are not even allowed to pray to Allah in any language other than Arabic. And so more than 80% of Muslims don't even understand the prayers they recite each day.
Yeah.
So the people don't speak out. The 80% do not speak out for fear for their lives and for the welfare of their wives and children.
Yeah, and you think that's in the United States, too, not just in Europe, not just in the Middle East, obviously.
It's in the United States, too.
Yeah, scary. Very enlightening. Stephen Blanton, let's hope that there is that push for peace, the heart of Islam. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
So here it is, over a week later, America. And the talk is about retaliation. Will there be any kind of an increase in violence toward the United States after the death of bin Laden? So far, by all accounts, you would almost say that's not happening. However, in Islamabad, they had a lot of suspicion that started to surface on Monday that Pakistan's intelligence service leaked the name of the CIA chief in that area to the media there in anger over that whole raid that killed bin Laden. So that's another outing of an American covert op. Boy, you'd have to get out of there. How could you possibly stay? As soon as possible, run. Do not pass go. Think that person gets out alive? So this is the interesting thing. You're a covert CIA guy. You tip off, or you get tipped off, about bin Laden's hiding place. You've been there 6 months, and then you bring in some others, and you have eyes on the bin Laden compound. And remember, all of this started to surface for the president last August, so almost a year ago. Give or take some months, obviously. So the U.S. is saying this spy chief who's been outed, they're not going to pull him. But I would think that the relationship between our country and Pakistan has to be, if anything, strained. Here's the deal. No matter what, that was the right game plan. Are you kidding me? All that surveillance on the house, the money that was dumped into doing that, knowing he's there, swooping in those SEALs, doing what they did, getting him, burying him at sea. That's the way it had to go down. I'm sorry, that's the game plan that worked. It's ridiculous, all the second guessing of it. Ridiculous. But pushing the ball forward, I think the question is, what about any kind of an increased attack on the United States? The so-called sleeper cells. People waiting to do us harm. Tunnels, bridges, airports, all of that. Will we see that this fear level, or level rather, will just be enhanced? That's the question. I am the pole princess, as all of you know, so, and we give it to you from all perspectives. But the Rasmussen poll says 56 rather, want to bring troops back from Afghanistan. We've talked about this. Now we're talking about, okay, got bin Laden, that was the whole idea, the troops, bring them back. So this new report highlights that. Immediate withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. 35% say that's the way to go. The combined total, 56%, that's up since the beginning of March, 13 points from September, 19 points from September 2 years ago. So you can see where the pendulum is swinging on Afghanistan. Now, this is the first Rasmussen report since the killing of bin Laden. And we have to go back to October of 2001 when that war against Afghanistan was launched because that Afghani government was harboring Al-Qaeda after the 9/11 attacks, right? That was the reason we were told. So Afghanistan is now officially America's longest-running war. The full withdrawal is supposed to happen in 2014, but many would rather see that happen now. What do you say? You can always toss in your 2 cents on this. Remember, this overnight highway is all about water cooler buzz and your opinions. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Speaking of that, we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. We do have mail. Still, a lot of it has to do with bin Laden. And, of course, why not? This has been a huge story for almost 10 years, actually longer than 10 years for many people, but we'll say 10 years when all eyes were on the idea of getting bin Laden. So here's a question from Madeline. Madeline asks, "Hello, America Tonight. Do you think I should be concerned because I'm traveling and I'm traveling to Europe in the next couple of weeks? Is there any danger of terrorist attack because of the United States killing bin Laden?" Which, by the way, I say bravo to the president, who I did not vote for, and I will not vote for again, but I don't think you can take that away from Obama. Okay, so two different things, but really the main thing, should you travel, you know, nobody can tell you 100%, Madeline, that you're safe. Do I think there'll be another attack? Well, I hope not. I hope if you're traveling there that you have a safe flight and you don't have to be concerned about it. You know, the thing you can do is just be vigilant in looking around and profiling people. See, the people in the airport are allowed to profile. If you see anything suspicious, please call TSA agent aside. Isn't it interesting? I thought about this the other day. There's no profiling with the TSA. Oh, no, we can't profile. That's wrong. Can't do that. That's not right. That's wrong. There's many words we could call you if you profile. But we encourage all the people who are traveling, if they see anything suspicious, to report it. So just be vigilant. If you see something really strange and out of the ordinary, absolutely report it. Now, because you're going to Europe, this didn't happen in Europe. However, there have been a couple of scares in the United States, and I don't know if it's because people are freaked out and they're thinking that there's going to be some kind of blowback because of bin Laden. But in New York City, which is, you know, I love New York City, so I hate to say it, and I hope we never, ever, ever see it in our lifetime, But wherever there's a lot of people, you would think that would be where somebody would want to make a play, like the first time around. So there were a couple of rail security breaches within a couple of hours of each other. One at the World Trade Center. A guy slipped into the path tunnel, walked all the way to Jersey before saying he left a bomb in the tunnel. A nutball. Then there was another unrelated thing where you had four what they're calling urban explorers that infiltrated the construction at Second Avenue in the subway tunnel there. This is just days after the government warned that Al-Qaeda could be targeting U.S. trains. So that's not going to make people feel safe. There was no bomb on the tracks. It was just a nut. And there was nothing that happened with the four idiots who hopped down and were underneath. But, of course, if you see someone walking out in the middle of the night and then he gets questioned and says, oh, I got a bomb down there. That's the other thing. You can always be sure that some freak will take advantage of the situation, and that's exactly what happened in New York City. I mean, it's such a big city. It's our biggest city, and it's impossible to throw a blanket over it. Then you had this other strange deal with passengers and a crew that had to get to a guy who was going to, San Francisco, the plane was going to San Francisco, and he decided he was going to make a run, I guess, for the cockpit door. And that will always freak you out, too. So you still are not suspecting this when you get on a plane. You're just not. And although people are ready and willing to jump up, I mean, there's a good question for you. Are you so lulled into a false sense of security that you couldn't react right away? How fast can you react, do you think, if something were to happen? I think on a plane I could react pretty fast because I've traveled so much, and I travel so much afterwards that I'm kind of alert as to what's going on. Unless I travel right after we've gotten off the show, then it's like somebody has given me 20 sleeping pills and I am just crashed out. But there was a guy on a plane, Chicago to San Francisco. He was wrestled ultimately to the floor by flight attendants and some passengers. It happened late Sunday night. He started yelling. He was banging on the cockpit door. And it was right when the flight was approaching San Francisco. So the whole time he was fine until they got close to San Francisco. The 28-year-old was in the coach section of the plane. He started to move fast toward the front of the plane. And this happened about a half an hour before the plane was hitting the ground in San Francisco. And even though he moved fast, initially I think one of the flight attendants said, I think he's just going to the bathroom. But he walked past the first class section, then ran toward the cockpit door. He wasn't in what he was, they couldn't tell what he was saying. Passengers, I see, started saying that he was yelling Allah Akbar, so it scared the crap out of them. They wrestled him to the ground. That's the good thing. They got the nut off of the plane. The Secret Service was there, a retired Secret Service agent and a police officer. They happened to be there. And when he got off the plane, they smashed him into the handcuffs and they took him away. But these are two situations, I think, of people that are just unhinged and taking a sick advantage of what's happened with Bin Laden because they know they can scare people. So, yeah, I guess that's the thing. It might not necessarily be what you think it is. All right, here quick is one from Brad. And Brad says, Kate, do you think the Republicans are toast after Obama got Osama? Great question. I think that if the election were held in the next couple of weeks, absolutely, it will be tougher for a Republican, no matter how many people would absolutely only vote Republican because of the feeling of euphoria over getting Osama bin Laden. So I think it's already tough to beat an incumbent president anyway. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand, in other words, darling, kiss me, fill my life with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Geek the Lady. It's getting hot where you live. Whew, I felt like I was a roasted chicken today. The good news is I've been working out, so I guess I feel like when you add the heat, you can slice off another pound or two. You have to. It used to be people would run with garbage bags. I'd see these guys, and they were in pretty good shape, and they'd be running with garbage bags wrapped all around them. I'd think, oh, you're going to have a sunstroke. Are you kidding me? But it was steaming hot in the great state of Texas. I don't know about across the rest of the United States. I heard it was pretty hot in the Midwest, in Nebraska. It was up to like 95, 96 as well. It's funny. We complain about the winter and how we hate to dig ourselves out of snow and cold temperatures, and we can't wait for the summer. Then when the summer gets here a little bit prematurely, we don't want to roast. This is why if it wasn't so expensive, there are parts of California that are just perfect because you have those temperatures that are mild. You could just take away the mudslides, the fear of the earthquakes, the fires, and the expense, be the perfect place to live, like San Diego. Anyway, I'm getting diverted here. Let's get back on track. For odds and ends, a couple of interesting things that I saw that were coming up, and we might have mentioned this, maybe we didn't because there were so many serious things going on, but talk about buzz. How many people raise your hand if you have an iPhone? Remember, I have the special infrared glasses. Well, I see a lot of hands going up. I think a few of you are Android people, sidekickers, but I think a lot of people have iPhones. Because I have an iPhone, I notice it more as to who around me has them and who's losing them. Boy, I've helped people find their iPhones. It's so little if you don't have it in that case. It's easy for it to slip away on you. Anyway, the new iPhone is this white iPhone, and the white iPhones were unveiled. They had a launch in Beijing, and apparently it was like lining up for tickets to the last concert of Lady Gaga or something, because they had massively wild skirmishes, is how it was described, at the Beijing Apple store. Isn't that crazy? Apple must, in a way, they must love that people will camp out anything to get whatever product they talk about, and you know, there's buzz. That's creating real water cooler buzz. So Apple products are hot, 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 scorching hot in that country. And when they had the iPad 2, the white iPhone 4 last weekend, they say that the Saturday over the weekend, their sales were in trouble because you had some Apple employees and Chinese customers who were caught fist fighting outside of one of the Beijing stores. So they thought that the guy, the Chinese man, might be a scalper, and the buyer was trying to get a whole bunch of phones to sell at higher prices. And then they tried to cut in line. Nobody likes a cutter in any language. Doesn't matter if you're in New York, you're in the South, or you're in China. Nobody likes a cutter. So these white iPhones are pretty hot and impossible to get now, like in Beijing. I love it. They run out. Customers camp out for 65 hours because they want to get this thing. 65 hours. There is nothing that I would camp out for. I hate to say it. 65 hours, I'm so out of there. Matt, would you ever camp out for that long for anything? 65 hours. I don't care if the Phillies were in the World Series and I just had to camp out for tickets. I wouldn't even do that. But I wouldn't do it.
I've never camped out for anything, and it's usually because I just do not have the patience for that.
Neither do I.
I mean, the only thing I can even equate it to is back in high school, I did the homeless sleep out or something, where you go, it's like a charity thing, you raise money and you sleep outside in our high school parking lot for a night. I did that, but that was like a charity thing, and I was getting, you know, it was part of a deal, but I would never choose to sleep outside for 3 days straight, waiting in line. I could not handle it. I just do not have the patience.
I don't either. I lack patience, and especially in that particular situation, I'm sorry, the stinky thing, I can't do that. I can't be hosed down for 65 hours for what amounts to an iPhone. I would wait. I just would wait. I mean, I get the excitement of it. I guess there's something about being the first. I know that because I've had friends that got the iPads, and they were some of the first people, and they were like little boys, you know, they're 36 years old, talking about this tablet they got is unbelievable. I would wait.
I would wait, too, and I know, like, even if for some reason I convinced myself, okay, I'm going to go down and camp out, I'd probably last a couple hours before I'm like, all right, screw this, I'm going.
Yeah, I'd beg someone to wait in line for me then. I don't know. I'd rather just pay someone if
exactly.
I was that desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What do you need me if I'm that desperate, if for some reason it's just caught me where I'm in a Cabbage Patch crazed doll thing that I have to have this, which is not how I would feel, but let's just pretend for a second I would be that way.
I'd have to pay someone. I have to pay someone. And here's another thing for odds and ends that's a little bit off of the radar. I happen to read this, too. I was reading one of the L.A. papers, and they're talking about schools in California might ban chocolate milk. And the reason why is because of the sugar that's in, they say, that's in the chocolate milk, that it's not healthy. So they're deciding whether or not on the cafeteria trays they're gonna ditch the whole chocolate milk thing and replace the flavored milks because they have really high fructose corn syrup, and they're gonna replace it with something else, natural sweetener or, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. I want my chocolate milk. When I was a kid, that was the moment I lived for. When I was going to PS 56-8, I wanted my chocolate milk. I didn't want white milk. I don't like white milk when I was a kid. Or when we had hot dog days, when I went to Holy Rosary, I'm drinking chocolate milk, guys. I'm probably most of you were, too. Like, kids now, you can't have anything in the machine. I get it. I get about being healthier and the factor of the kids getting bigger and all of that. But can they have anything? I mean, how much, for goodness sake, they're tiny chocolate milks. It's crazy. Jeff is listening to us in Oregon. Jeff, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate, what do you think of Memphis?
All right, now we're going to hoops, huh? What do I think of Memphis? I'm surprised you didn't ask me about the Red Wings not going down. But, okay, what do I think of Memphis's chances to make it all the way?
Yeah, against Dallas. I think Memphis is going to beat Dallas. I have a feeling.
Oh, I totally think that Dallas will rock Memphis's world. I think the matchup favors Dallas so much. I think you look at Jason Kidd, and he'll knock a bunch of three-point shots in that you won't believe. That'll spin your head. Dirk Nowitzki, he'll do the same thing. Jason Terry. I think that they're on fire, and they take away from that beating, that drubbing of the Lakers, so much momentum, Jeff. I don't think so.
Don't forget that Memphis has Marcus Gasol, who plays center, who I know personally, Kay.
I'm not saying Memphis is not a good team, but I'm saying if you ask me straight up, Memphis is there and it's Dallas, no chance. I think Dallas takes it. What's your other thing?
What do you have for us for the trivia question about the meeting so many famous people? You said you had a prize this week.
Oh, well, what I'll do is when people tell me stories until I run out of my Evel Knievel books, you get an Evel Knievel book. You just have to hang on the line. And then you're entered into a drawing for our leather USA coat that we're giving away in June. Perfect time for a leather motorcycle coat in June. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a drawing for all the people who had brushes with fame and won. Jeff, thanks. Good reminder there. If you have a brush with fame, let me know about it. AmericaTonight.net. Of course, you can always call the show, too. Remember, any thoughts on the show, all roads lead, easy for me to say, to AmericaTonight.net.